This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Today I have the pleasure of introducing Jason Abrams, entertainment consultant for JEA Productions. How are you doing today, Jason?
I'm doing great. You know, as I've mentioned before, you know, it's always a pleasure to spend time with you, Liz. You know, whether it's out and about or here in your living room in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Thank you. Likewise. All right. Well, we are all excited to learn about your business. Please tell us about it and what you do.
Thank you for the opportunity. I actually am an entertainment consultant, and I think I'd better explain that because it's probably a bit different than the lane or vein of interviews that you're embarking on regionally and even as you probably expand, you know, nationwide. I'm probably one of those unusual interviews. So I actually will give you a little bit of background. I started out in entertainment from actually the time it was like innate inside of me that I would go into this direction. So I really started before I went to college to manage, do public relations, because I was given opportunities to do so and get experience from, you know, just folks that were actually out there doing it, very successful folks like Roberta Flack, the singer Gladys Knight, you know, just these, Wow. Yeah, just really iconic folks who I was lucky enough to be around, just have the privilege of even having any kind of relationship with, other than, you know, buying a ticket to a show or listening to a recording or something of that nature. So my life started out kind of unusual in that regard, and I'm very blessed for that. And through those blessings came about my business. I learned from them. I paid attention. Even when they weren't intentionally mentoring me, I accepted them as mentors. And I try to be that now, you know, for folks as well, because to me, I didn't get a lot of support locally. That's very common, you know, whether it's in my business or in others. You know, folks are either very competitive in your own market or just not believing in you so much because you're local, quote, or, you know, that something might not be tangible to you outside of what they know. And right. So I don't know if I'm really answering your question. I might have diverted.
No, you did. But you answered really, it beautifully. Thank you.
Well, it's really what drove me to evolve into where it's at now as entertainment consultation that I do, because I was doing, as I said, management and public relations of entertainers, you know, music artists, even television personalities, event production, and even occasionally a fashion designer or someone in the fashion world. So it's all related. It's all entertainment.
That's amazing. What are the myths and misconceptions of the entertainment business?
That we're rich, that we're all rich. It's very interesting. I just found that out. You know, I was aloof to that because really I just, you know, have been in this all my life doing this. And I had no idea, you know, even what people think. I'm usually above any criticism or even positivity, you know. I just try to believe in myself, believe in God, you know, have faith, and not really be concerned about what anybody thinks, you know. And so I never knew that until during the pandemic. I really needed help with a concern with my mother, and I launched a GoFundMe. I'm caregiving for her, and it just got above my means, and I didn't get very much support, and I found out later that people thought I was quite wealthy, you know, not that there'd been any setbacks because of a global pandemic, and just that I was living high because of what they'd seen on social networking or what they assumed. And so that is the biggest misconception. The other misconception is that it's easy, you know, that you can just do this.
I
like to give the benefit of the doubt, if you will. That's me being kind to some folks who might not have the musical talent or inclination nowadays. You know, they might be auto-tuned or, you know, whatever. I feel if they're doing something entertaining and it's something that lifts them, you know, I can't knock them. I get discouraged when it doesn't leave room for more talented individuals, you know, legitimately, innately talented individuals. But if I'm enjoying, you know, what they're doing or they're successful, I can't knock them. And so for me, in what I do, I'm behind the scenes. I do business, you know, for the entertainment industry. And right now, like I said, consulting consists of basically giving advice to these, you know, established entertainers or, you know, folks embarking on their dream, whatever level you are, you know, that's where I'm ready to share my expertise now and be more accessible. And I gained that experience actually through the pandemic, you know, when the industry shut down, I wanted to keep it open. And so I had to go virtual. I produced a benefit. I just tried to remain active and hopeful that as the world opened up, that entertainment and, you know, everything I know of my life would continue to go on forever.
Absolutely.
You know, there was obviously you're probably aware of this, but you know, during wars and just all of the years of defense, military defense, and just anything going on in the world, entertainment has been there. You know, whether it was years ago, here's my little
the
assistant.
Entire time, right? The entire time. entire time.
Yeah, I mean, there was Marilyn Monroe going and entertaining for the troops, and Betty Grable. These are legends of the, I believe, 50s, 60s. An entertainer named Bob Hope. They were doing these USO shows, and I mean, it was all entertainment. You know, so there's been a need for that. You know, I've gone through, you know, I have the fortune of overcoming a lot of anxiety and, you know, post pandemic, even depression, just trauma from the past. I'm working on overcoming it. We're all a work in progress, but, you know,
what do you like to do for fun?
For fun, I like to escape what I do. No, I'm just kidding. I actually have fun doing what I do. But what I like to do is try to remain as youthful as possible, to be honest. I like to do anything that I enjoy doing when I was younger, or things that I didn't get to experience when I was younger, and just take every moment just living, not living like I'm dying, living like I'm living, you know.
Right.
So I, you know, I have a great group of friends. I have friends wherever I travel, and I try to make sure I'm just surrounded by that kind of love and support and positivity. And if not, I roll solo.
Absolutely. Well, we've always got your back.
That's how I met you at an opening. So
absolutely. It was amazing. You know,
And I hope I've been clear in my questions. You know, I have a very vast background, so sometimes things bleed into each other, or, you know, the way.
No, absolutely. It's amazing. You've been through a lot. I appreciate it. What is the one thing that you think that the listeners could really know more about production and entertainment?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, there's the privilege today of the wealth of the internet. You know, I mean, what I suggest is to try, if this is your interest, to do your research and find out what is the most accurate. You have a lot of people creating content, you know, that don't really know what they're doing. And, you know, that's a concern. That's been a concern in my research for my own health and welfare, wellness, is just that in utilizing the web or utilizing technology today to try to do any kind of research or, you know, find out anything about ourselves or about our interests, that we find the right information. And, you know, we're finding out from real professionals. And, you know, I can be found on social networkings, Jason E. Abrams. You know, I'm often happy to reach out whenever I can. You know, I'm not always looking in my messengers and everything, as I'm trying to live life as you asked, and have a good time doing so. But I am so supportive of people trying to do what I'm doing, and also of, you know, anybody trying to do what I profess to represent, you know, which is entertainment. So anybody that is embarking on a career as a singer, any kind of entertainer, even sports personnel, just social personalities, you know, you can feel free to reach out to me. You know, we can consult, and I'd be happy to determine whether, you know, we're a fit and if I can be of help to you. I've actually diversified. I have some very close friends who mean a lot to me, who have their own businesses. I'm very proud of them. They're young and successful in my eyes, especially. And, you know, I've been there to even diversify and help them. You know, I've literally gotten out in their field with them and, you know, diverted from my own entertainment lane just to support, you know, folks who I care about. And I hope in listening, any of you will do the same, you know, and we'll probably create a better world, a better community, at the very least. We've got to start somewhere. And, you know, just as I got a hand up from these folks like Gladys Knight and Roberta Flack, Dionne Warwick, Diana Ross, some tremendously legends, you know, whether, you know, if you don't know, use that web to find out.
Right. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I've certainly had a wealth of experience through them. My knowledge, a lot of it comes through them, not from textbooks, but from experience and just surrounding myself with people with knowledge and what my interests are and listening. You know, you never know who knows what. You never know who the person next to you riding the train that stumbles upon a conversation with you has to say. It may not be of interest to you at the moment. You know, we all shrug off someone who we don't know or, you know, don't understand from time to time. But, you know, if you really give yourself a chance to listen and give somebody the opportunity to speak, you may just learn something. So I've learned from people that I wouldn't even expect to. And, you know, I hope your listeners, your viewers can, you know, learn from that as well. You know,
absolutely. We appreciate that. What was the email address again?
My email address is JEA. JEA Productions info@gmail.com. And my socials are Jason E. Abrams, ABRAMS. So I see it right there. And
right there on the screen.
Yep. I think I look like my profile picture. So I was just posting recently some photos, some throwbacks of me when I was little, and I had the same eyes, the same, you know.
That's amazing. Jason, we so appreciate all of your time and all of your input and your wisdom. And thank you for being on our show. And we wish you and your production company and your business the best in entertainment moving forward.
Thank you so much. You know, again, I hope I wasn't all over the place. I hope I gave you some direction. I'd be glad to visit another time.
This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon. Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.